Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game, and my co-host will feed me commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we'll be continuing The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Merzetsky. Don't panic.
Left branch.
Taken. Your score just went up by 5 points. Your total score is 40 out of 100. The platypus hangs onto the dead branch as you pull it out of the pit. It lets go when the branch clears the edge and waddles joyfully around on the sand. The little creature draws an X in the sand with its tail. Then it gives you an oddly dignified nod of thanks, waddles to the edge of the lake, and disappears into the dark water.
Big sand. Big X.
You discover a silver whistle in the sand under the X. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the north.
Let's pick that whistle up and run away.
Whistle taken. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 43 out of 100.
Okay, look.
Lake Edge, Misty Island. Its outline, shrouded in fog, is visible far across the water.
Can we wish to go to the island?
Wish to go to Misty Island?
The story can't understand the word go when you use it that way.
I hate the wishing stone.
Wish for a boat?
You don't need to use the word boat to finish this story.
Wish for island?
Refer to the manual inside your Wishbringer package for the correct way to make a wish.
So, should we blow the whistle?
A clear, sweet note stills the night with its beauty. The silver whistle's music echoes over the lake, rippling the water with gentle magic. A sudden gust of wind blows through your hair. You can see the soft outline of Misty Island drawing closer as you streak across the waves. Misty Island. You're standing on a fog-shrouded beach. Sheer cliff walls rise to the north and south, and the dark waters of the lake stretch eastward. To the west stands a magnificent castle, its parapets rising high into the mist. Golden light streams invitingly through the open entrance. You can hear friendly voices and music inside.
Okay. So we have a north and south. And an east, it seems. We want to go north? Oh, there's a west. I'm sorry. Let's go west.
Throne room. You're standing in a long, high-ceiling chamber. Hundreds of platypuses are milling about with teacups in their paws, their faces illuminated by a roaring fireplace. At the far end of the chamber stands a mighty throne. It's occupied by a snow-white platypus with a gold crown on its head and a jeweled scepter in its paw. On the floor, near the throne, is another crowned platypus, the same one you rescued from the pit. The crowd falls silent as you enter. "Welcome, brave adventurer," says the white platypus, rising from its throne to greet you. "I am Anatinus."
Anatinus.
Anatinus? "I am Anatinus."
I think you got it.
Unless it's like good. infinitum. Anatinus.
As long as you don't say anus, we're okay. There's no A there, it's an I.
"I am Anatinus, king of Misty Island. My court thanks you most humbly for rescuing the life of my daughter, Princess Tasmania. Great would our sorrow have been if not for your cunning."
Hey, do you know that a platypus are from Tasmania?
The crowd applauds politely, and Princess Tasmania blushes.
All right.
Blushing platypus. Where do you go from here?
I don't even know.
How do we? It seems to suggest we need to seduce a platypus. I don't want to play that game.
Let's just bow. Just be polite.
Yeah.
What do you want to bow to?
A
king.
Anatinus.
King Anus.
Graciously, King Anatinus, acknowledge your respectful attention. "My messengers have told me of your quest," continues King Anatinus. "Allow me to repay your kindness with words of advice." The old platypus motions you to his side.
"The evil ones."
"The tower of the evil one is formidable," he begins in a low, serious voice. "You will never get inside unaided. Legends speak of a magic word that can open the gates of the tower. But what word is it? none can say. The king reaches beneath his throne and takes out a small wizard's hat. Take this, he says, holding it out to you.
Take hat.
Yeah, take wizard hat.
Hat taken. Your score just went up by one pointy point. Your total score is 44 out of 100.
It's just a regular point, not a pointy point.
I added that. What do you, no, yep.
That, I like it.
Right? A pointy point.
Please stick with the script, sir.
Audience, you think it's late, but we just started recording.
I mean, it's late. Let's be real. We're all done. But we literally talked about this, what, like Ghostbusters for 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost 9 o'clock and we're middle-aged. It's late for us.
Audience, do you think Ghostbusters is a kaiju movie? Why or why not? At Talking Studios on social media. Take it to the sea, King Anatinus whispers as you turn the hat.
Take it to the sea! King Anatinus whispers.
He whispers. There you will find a creature learned in the lore of magic. Heed him well. In his wisdom lies your only hope.
We just
I think that would be the name of a good prog rock album. Take it to the sea.
Take it to the sea.
I was going to call it King Anatinus.
By magic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like 75-minute solo track.
Yeah.
Well, just be Ghostbusters.
A story about a platypus would fit right into the prog rock canon.
Yeah, and then another 20-minute rock opera about kaijus and Ghostbusters.
Exactly. Yeah. Guys, I think we have another career we need to develop.
But it's really just you playing the Ghostbusters themes for 20 minutes straight.
I think we need to make a prog rock band. I think we need to do that.
It's not that late, guys. It's really not that late.
All right. Should we...
Hey, Tom, how easy is it to unplug your fridge?
Oh, is it loud? Okay, yeah, I'm gonna look at
it. Is it?
Growling at you.
Do you have anything in it? Yeah. Leave the door open just in case you forget.
Did it stop?
Oh, it did stop.
Unplug it.
It's his ice maker.
Okay, well, now it definitely didn't stop.
Well, that's a phone.
There's a lot of things going on.
I was
going to
say, hopefully that's a phone.
Thanks.
You've disabled the refrigerator. We're going into meltdown.
Was there anything in there? Yeah, much better. But it actually stopped before you got there.
Yeah, just chicken and vegetables.
Okay, don't forget to plug it in.
No, I won't.
Can we speak to the girl platypus? Girl? Or just...
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Is there any point to talk to her?
Bow to Princess...
Tasmania. Down in Tasmania.
Graciously, Princess Tasmania acknowledges your respectful attention. A fanfare of trumpets breaks the silence, and the crowd falls to its knees. Good luck to you, brave adventurer, cries King Anatinus, bowing deeply. Now blow into the silver whistle one more time and deliver us from the horror of the evil one.
I'm getting some like Sir Pennywinks vibes, some like South Park, like Sir Pennywinks.
Lemmywinks,
thank you.
Lemmywinks.
The platypus looks at you expectantly.
Blow on whistle.
A clear, sweet note stills the night with its beauty. A sudden gust of wind rises out of nowhere. And Misty Island falls away beneath your feet. You feel the silver whistle slip from your hands as you streak across the lake. Lake Edge. You can see a narrow pit near the edge of the lake.
So we have to ask the river with the hat, right, or something? What the hell happened?
Let's put on hat.
But the wizard hat is much too small.
What was the explicit advice, right?
We have to show the hat to the water. And something in the water will give us a word to get into a fence.
Put hat in lake?
Show hat to water?
You can't give anything to that.
Fill hat with water.
You don't need to refer to water in that way to finish this story. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the north.
Oh, God.
Okay, I don't think we have anything to do in Lake Edge, so let's just go east.
Rotary west.
All right, I say let's keep going east.
Park.
And east one more time?
Rotary East. You're on the eastern side of the Witchville Rotary. A street branches off to the east towards the bay. On the corner nearby stands a sleazy little movie theater. Showtimes and admission prices are listed on a schedule near the open entrance, and a marquee announces the current feature. Miss Voss, the former town librarian, is peering at you suspiciously.
Can we speak to her?
Wave at Miss Voss?
I am not paid to chatter with you, she replies.
I think she's the marquee or something, or not the marquee. She's like probably the ticket admission person or something.
Yeah, she's the proprietor of the theater or something like that.
Yeah. Ask about
sleazy movie.
Yeah.
That sentence didn't make sense. Please reword it or try something else.
Ask about movies.
You don't need to use the word movies to finish this story.
Look at schedule.
The schedule says, open all night. All shows, one gold coin.
We have a gold coin, don't we?
Examine marquee.
Now playing, The One is Watching, starring the Evil One, in amazing 3D.
Do we go in?
Are we in Rotary East?
Is there anywhere else we could have used it?
We have a gold coin, right?
We do. I just a question. Are we in Rotary East or in Rotary West?
Or in East.
Okay. So I would think that the gold coin is the gold coin we need to pay to get in.
I believe so. Enter movie.
Give Mrs. Voss the gold coin.
Miss Voss snatches away your gold coin with her bony fingers and hands you a ticket. You are now holding a ticket. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 47 out of 100. You can hear the tramp of marching boots of the South. It sounds as if they're coming this way.
Enter movie?
Theater lobby. You're standing in the lobby of a movie theater. A short corridor leads north into the darkness. Sound effects and music can be heard drifting down the corridor. The gravedigger is standing near the corridor, a large cardboard carton at his feet.
Say hello to gravedigger?
This story can't understand the word hello when you use it that way.
Greet gravedigger?
The gravedigger doesn't respond. He seems to be a bit hard of hearing. You can hear the tramp of marching boots outside.
Are they going to come into the movie theater and arrest us?
I think you're safe in the theater, but I don't know that.
You can hear the boots of marching tramps.
Because the curfew says you just can't be outside.
Yeah, I
don't think they're going to enter.
The legalisms. I'm not sure the game does.
I don't think they're going to enter the establishment. I don't think they would say that's coming this way or something like that.
Well, what do we have? What's our inventory again?
You are holding a ticket, a wizard's hat, a thick blanket, a small stone providing light, and a violet note.
Go north.
The gravedigger blocks your path. No ticket, no movie.
Yeah, gravedigger ticket.
The gravedigger takes the ticket, gestures absently to the empty carton, and leans back to daydream.
Go north? Oh, yeah, okay.
Inside theater. This is a movie theater unlike any you've ever seen. The seats are wide, deep, and comfortable. The aisles are spotless. The air is clear of smoke, and the screen is dramatically large. A chill goes up your spine as you realize how alien your universe has become. There's a noisy movie playing on the screen. A dark corridor leads out to the lobby. The screen image is a meaningless blur of colored light.
Watch movie?
Sit?
All you can see on the screen is a confusing double image.
Do we have
glasses?
Wait, no, 3D glasses. It's a 3D
can
movie.
You scroll up? Can you scroll up real quick? Let's see. Great. Go down.
Do we have to pick 3D glasses up somewhere?
Gestures absently into the empty carton. So maybe we need to go back.
Go south. Can we go south and open the curtain?
Theater lobby. You can hear the tramp of marching boots outside.
Look
in carton.
The open carton is marked free 3D movie glasses here.
Take glasses. Yeah.
You can't see any glasses here.
Look in carton?
It's empty. The gravedigger sees your disappointment, shrugs, and mumbles something unkind about new fangled thingamabobs.
Ask gravedigger for glasses?
The gravedigger doesn't respond. He seems to be a bit hard of hearing.
Take glasses from carton. I don't know.
You don't see any glasses here.
Right. Well, this movie sucks.
This is the new puzzle.
Can we look again?
Theater lobby. You're standing in the lobby of a movie theater.
A large cardboard carton at his feet. Maybe they're in... Can we go north again?
The gravedigger nods as you pass. Inside theater. The picture on the screen is fuzzy and hard to watch.
Look. You said it was spotless, right? So maybe it's not going to have anything. No, it won't.
This is a movie theater unlike any you've ever seen. The picture on the screen is fuzzy and hard to watch.
I guess, yeah, there's nothing here.
Is there anything in between the seat?
Look under seat?
Yeah.
They look really comfortable. The screen image is a meaningless blur of colored light.
Examine 4. God forbid.
This place isn't completely spotless.
I hate it. I hate this game.
You just discovered a used pair of 3D glasses under the seat. All you can see on the screen is a confusing double image.
Take glasses.
Glasses taken. Your score just went up by 3 points.
I am so annoyed because I'm like, oh, it's clearly on the floor, but it's spotless, so it can't be in there. But it's actually there because it's actually not spotless. God, I hate that.
That is a little annoying. Because the implication is there's a different puzzle to go for. Put on glasses.
Yeah.
Wow. As you put on the glasses, the picture on the screen fuses into a solid three-dimensional image. The movie screen shows an evil woman squinting through an antique telescope. A laboratory full of bubbling 3D chemicals is visible in the background.
Whoa! Do we just keep watching? Watch movie?
Watch movie, yeah.
A 3D vulture lands on the woman's shoulder and croaks a secret into her ear. An evil eyebrow rises slowly as she listens. The soundtrack is an artless mix of Witchville slogans and John Philip Sousa marches, played at an ear-splitting volume. The old woman swings the 3D antique telescope around, narrowly missing your nose, and peers into it again. A point of view shot reveals what the scope is focused on. A small movie theater. Remarkably similar to the one you're in now.
Oh no. Do we watch?
The antique telescope zooms in on the entrance of the movie theater. A dead ringer for Mrs. Voss looks up and waves timidly at the camera.
Laugh!
Be loud. Play phone.
The old woman stalks across the lab to a panel of heavy-duty power switches. As the camera follows, you catch a fleeting 3D glimpse of a black cat sleeping in the corner of the lab.
Watch movie.
The old woman selects a power switch labeled Palace Theater and opens it with a diabolical cackle. A 3D arc of electricity leaps from the screen, and a shower of sparks seem to engulf the movie theater. Poof! The image on the screen goes black. The soundtrack slowly grinds to a halt.
Look around.
This is a movie theater unlike you've ever seen. The seats are wide, deep, and comfortable. The aisles are spotless. The air is clear of smoke, and the screen is dramatically large. A chill goes up your spine as you realize how alien your universe has become. The movie theater screen is dark and silent. A dark corridor leads out to the lobby.
Did we just like watch like a demo video? It's like, this is why you should use our product. Whoa!
I think we watched a meta movie. Considering we did it in a game, it's uber meta.
All right, let's just go south, I guess.
Fuzziness. Everything around you appears fuzzy and blurred.
Take off glasses.
Okay, you're no longer wearing the pair of 3D glasses. Theater lobby. You're standing in the lobby of the movie theater. You can hear the tramp of boots marching outside.
Put glasses in carton.
The gravedigger pulls a pair of 3D glasses out of the carton and hands it back to you. Keep it, he mutters.
Take glasses.
You're already holding it.
Okay.
So we can't go outside.
Can we look? Can we just look again just to see if there's outside?
Theater lobby. You're standing in the lobby of a movie theater.
I think we can exit. Leave. Yeah, so let's go. Yeah.
Are you sure you want to leave the movie theater? The gravedigger might not let you in again without another ticket.
Oh, God. Do we need to do something else?
Okay, good. Okay, cool. I'm just going to say we're good.
It was very fun.
Come again, sneers the gravedigger as you leave. Rotary East. Out of the corner of your eye, you notice Miss Voss squinting carefully at the gold coin you gave her. She looks at you suspiciously, picks up a telephone, and begins to dial rapidly. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the east. It sounds as if they're coming this way.
Should we go to the park? Go west?
They're coming east, you said?
Aren't they? They're east of us, right?
Are they heading to the east? Yeah, so let's go west.
Park.
Okay, I don't know. There's stuff to do at the arcade.
I think we should go to the lighthouse.
You go to the lighthouse. That's, you want to go north?
Yeah, so let's go north.
Rotary North.
North?
South of bridge, a vulture is circling overhead.
East.
Rocky path. You're on a rocky path that runs east and west along the banks of the Witchville River. A shimmering trail leads south into a dense forest.
East again?
Lighthouse. This is where the river empties into Witchville Bay. A path leads west along the riverbank. A broken down old lighthouse, barely 10 feet high, stands on the shore nearby. Perched on the lighthouse is a pelican, watching you through half-closed eyelids.
Can we give the pelican the glasses?
The pelican sniffs the pair of 3D glasses suspiciously and carelessly drops it at your feet. I didn't know pelicans could sniff.
I mean, they have a nose, right?
Yeah, but can they smell?
They work out.
I don't know.
Items. Can we see what items we have?
I mean, toucans, right? But you're holding a pair of 3D glasses, a wizard's hat, a thick blanket, a small stone, and a violet note.
The wizard's hat.
Yes.
The pelican sniffs the wizard's hat suspiciously.
Oh my god.
Its eyes open wide with interest, and the wizard's hat quickly finds a place on the pelican's head. Then, the old bird gives you a sly, knowledgeable wink. All at once, the lighthouse blazes to life. Its shining beacon whirls like a gyroscope, and a pencil-thin beam of light pierces the sky and traces a word on a passing cloud. Sorkin. Like Andy Sorkin. The pelican spreads its wings and soars away over the bay. As the beam of the lighthouse fades, a voice in your head whispers, "Good luck, brave adventurer." Your score just went up by 5 points. Your total is 55 out of 100.
I wrote it down.
Like the, you can't handle the truth guy.
Is that his? He did A Few Good Men?
He wrote A Few Good Men.
I highlighted it too, so it's super important.
And West Wing.
Ooh, I love West Wing.
And that's also true. And the Mark Zuckerberg movie.
Social Network?
Mm-hmm.
And Showgirls.
Is there anything else we have?
Paul Verhoeven.
You're really encyclopedia. Looks at Tommy like, it's in your favorite collection, isn't it, Tommy?
All right. What do we want to go next?
Scoring points like crazy tonight.
55.
Yeah, you guys are getting
Can't drive, 55.
Do we want to go to the underground?
We have to get caught again.
No, you can just walk there through the trunk. Or through the tree stump.
Oh, you're right. All right, go west then.
Rocky path.
Go west.
South of bridge. You can hear the tramp of marching boots of the south. It sounds as if they're coming this way.
Go west.
Go west.
River outlet. A dead branch is lying on the ground. There's a squashed can here.
Go up.
Lookout hill. A horseshoe is lying in the grass near the stump.
I don't think we need a horseshoe, do we?
Can we take it? Or do we have too many things?
Horseshoe taken.
Cool. Let's go down? Go into stump? Or north.
Underground.
What directionals do we have?
I think we want to go east.
Underground.
Okay, we should have south, east, and west, right?
You're in a dark underground chamber. Long tunnels wander away to the south, east, and west.
All right, so we can go west. It's the only place we haven't gone yet.
Gru's Nest. You have stumbled into the nesting place of a family of Gru's. Congratulations. Few indeed are the adventurers who have entered a Gru's Nest and lived as long as you have.
Oh my god.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is, and Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,